Welcome to episode 244 of the 8-Bit Geek. If you haven't listened before, let me clue you in on what you're in for, okay? And what 8-Bit is like. It's like finding your dream girl or guy, only to find out they're the devil. Yes, the actual devil. You know, you go on your first date, and you're really feeling this. You're having a great conversation. Dinner just tastes amazing. Then you start asking him about his life or her life. He, she tells you, you know, they're a very successful CEO of a giant company, millions of employees, with a high output of darkness. Then you're like, What was the last thing you said? Then they're like, yeah, darkness. And you're like, hey, go on. And without hesitation, they're like, I'm Satan. I'm here to take your soul. I'm Jeremy. With me today are two men who lost their souls to the devil a long time ago.
Doug.
Well, funny story about that. I'm a ginger, so I never had a soul to sell.
Wait, so the devil came knocking?
No, he knew. He was like, I see your fire crotch. You have no soul.
Oh.
And then he bought me like a donut. Because he felt bad. Because he felt bad that he's like, you've been through enough shit in your life. You're a ginger.
That's really
and
nice.
And you're bald.
Huh. Now, if the devil really came to you, would you be just scared out of your mind? Would you be like, fuck?
No. Out of everything I've learned about the devil, I realize
he's
like
a cool guy.
I mean, I'm not saying he's a bad guy or a good guy. I'm not, you know, I'm not here to judge, but I mean, some of the best fucking rock and roll was powered by the devil. So I'm at least going to give him props, you know, be like, hey man, hey, you've got good influence over some
artists. I will have a lot of fucking questions.
Yeah. Like, I feel like he would be more open to talk about things than others.
I mean, okay, it's because you got the whole part in like the Bible where it's like, oh, he lies and stuff. He's a liar. He'll deceive you. But at the same time, like, you mean to tell me this fool's going to punish me for not doing what God wants me to do? Like, that doesn't make any fucking sense. Like, no, that dude would be like, you know, oh, you're going to burn in hell because you did exactly what I wanted you to do. Why would he punish me? It doesn't make any fucking sense. There's no fucking point to that. It makes no goddamn sense at all. None whatsoever. In fact, I'm pretty sure, I'm like 99% sure, that if there is a hell, it's a fucking goddamn party. Because if anything, he's going to be rewarding you, because he's going to be like, ha-ha, suck it, God. But, like, I cannot fathom why a fallen angel who, like, doesn't give a shit about the Lord or Jesus Christ would punish someone for living their best truth, whatever that may be.
What are you talking about? He doesn't punish them. He needs them. He, like, puts them on it. He signs that contract. You sign it in blood, and you're like, oh, shit, all right, soul has been sold. And then you die, and then you're like, well, here I go. And then he puts you on a hamster wheel, and he's like, yo, I need my car powered.
Oh.
I need this time machine powered, because I jump. I do portals because I jump from place to place.
Why does the devil need a time machine?
Well, he's the devil.
He's the devil.
But where is he trying to get to?
These are questions for him when you get there, dude. So anyways. All right,
I'm going to write that one down.
And so he's on the hamster. You're on a hamster wheel going, well, this isn't fun. Sure wish I didn't sign that contract.
I feel like, though, if he were a time traveler, he would invent a better vehicle in order to power his time traveling abilities.
Listen, he built that shit back in the day.
Yeah, but so did fucking Doc Brown. Yet he like later on went to the future, and then he got like that weird food processor thing creates fuel.
But maybe he can't touch stuff from the future. I don't know. These are questions.
Why would he go to the
These are questions for him. Ask him when you get there.
Right, I'm gonna write that one down too.
Ask him when you get there. But I just don't, it just doesn't make any sense to me, especially, I mean, I guess the whole selling your soul to the devil aspect, like, I mean, that makes, I guess that makes sense that he, I don't know, you sold your soul for some shit, but at the same, it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Listen, aside from what the Bible spews about him, he sounds like a pretty righteous dude.
And that was our last episode because we got canceled by, Audio Boom.
If you like what we're talking about,
or don't.
if you no, want.
Don't, yeah, don't say if you like. If you are content with what you're hearing.
If you want more devil facts, subscribe to us on Audio Boom, who provide all of our bandwidth. You can also.
There's a new show coming from Doug this fall. True facts about the devil. With your host, Doug, and Caleb.
And they're gonna Caleb, they're planning
Caleb finds his way into everyone.
Into everyone.
Yeah. I didn't mean that as that wasn't a Freudian slip either.
Oh, but that's true though. He does find his way into literally everyone.
That's true. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that new show is coming. It's gonna be great. We're on a mission to interview the devil himself. So please make sure you follow us on and find us on Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher Radio. You can also follow us on social media at the 8-Bit Geek and, of course, Twitch. Every Monday night, we record live, and you can chat with us and react just like how these good fine people are reacting right now.
Yeah.
There's some talk going on in the chat.
Yeah.
They're loving the idea of the show with me and Kale talking about the devil, which would be fun. My wife texts me. Just now, she says, y'all getting religious this week? I said, lol.
Well, you'll find out.
Usually it's not this early.
No, yeah, it's too early. Oh, shit, guys. I cannot wait for Far Cry 5.
We said Caleb's name 3 times, and now he's in chat.
I see that.
It works just like Marky now.
He has been summoned.
Yeah, because they just announced that Far Cry 5 is going to have the duo multiplayer campaign shit going on where you can play with a friend, and he texted me immediately and was like, yo, you ready for this? And I was like, ever since that episode I talked about it, you know it.
If you want to find out, oh God, I've lost my way.
Yeah, hold on. That's it.
Okay. If you want to connect with the show, but you can't tune in live, you can always hop on to Discord. We've got a great community. You can interact with them every day. We even jump in there and chat as well. Make some new friends. Also, play some games with some people. You know, everybody who I've found this out, and this is a true story here. It's not really a story. It's an observation. You know, we're all getting into our 30s. Doug just got into his 30s. What I've noticed about our gaming trends is that we'll play for like we'll play some games for like 3 or 4 days, and then you won't see anyone for like 3 or 4 more days. It's just like we've got families and all this kind of, I wish that 8-bit started when I was 21.
No.
And I didn't, and I could have time to play all the time with people. Like that would have been the perfect time. But now getting into the 30s, it's tough. It's really tough. So that's why we kind of have this Discord as well. So that way you guys can play with each other.
I knew you would say that.
And of course, we have other shows on the network. We have 8-Bit Saga. We have Divas Drop Kicks and Dives, Brainberry Tarts, and Garbage Day. You can check them out. We also have a Patreon set up, and if you'd like to, you can support us. You can give as little as $1 a month. $5 will get you some extra content, some really cool content. And then $1 million will get you Doug's friendship. So
Maybe.
He's real fickle about that.
All right. And then we have something to announce as well. We didn't talk about this on the show yet, did we?
I don't remember.
Maybe. I don't think that we did. Maybe if one of the fans can say if we did or not, one of the listeners. We have 8-Bit Geek has been hired to voice some characters in a video game.
Yay!
And it's called Knights of the Drown Table. And so
drown as in like I can drown myself in alcohol.
Drowned table. Yeah.
Yeah. Kind of like what Ants is currently doing at the airport in New Jersey, drowning herself waiting for a fucking flight.
Well, I mean, it is New Jersey, but you've got to be drinking to put up with New Jersey.
That's about the truth.
Shout out to our New Jersey fans. We love
you.
Hey,
yeah. The three of you. We talk games. Wait, where do they live?
They live around Pennsylvania or something.
I feel like someone's in Jersey. It's probably Wiggly.
Yeah, Wiggly seems like the type. No, I think Wiggly's in Pennsylvania. I don't know.
Well, it doesn't matter.
Those dudes are always in our hearts.
Always. So this game we're going to be in, we've already done one recorded part, and that went out to Linz. She did her part. There's two more parts coming up right now that we're recording. I don't know the release date of the game, so that will come later. But they are trying to get a little more attention towards the game, and I bring that up because we already posted it in the Discord, but we'll bring it up here. If you visit their website, it's called RileyBossStudios.com. You can visit their website and enter for a chance to win an Oculus Rift and Touch bundle worth $500. You have four days to do so. You'll have 3 days by the time that this comes out. So you can go and try to enter to win an Oculus Rift. Did you guys sign up and try to do that?
No. Yeah. No.
Doug, you don't want to win an Oculus Rift?
Well, I don't want to take the chance away from one of our fans to win. I don't like. I don't like if I. And like, I'm sure I wouldn't, but like if I won, I'd be like, "Well, this. I don't need this.
Not me.
Yeah, I know. I know you don't give a shit.
Jared, I'm wearing it on the show the next week.
I will wear it all show long. No, if I'd win this thing, I'd set up my own fucking giveaway and be like, "Who wants this piece of shit?
Whoa!
I'm just kidding.
Disqualified.
Hashtag Vive.
No, but we really are excited to work with Riley Boss Studios, and it's going to be a blast making this. We're doing voiceover work for this game. It's pretty amazing. And I would say, we have you guys to thank, really. I mean, it's our fans, because you guys are putting the word out there of us, letting people know who the 8-Bit Geek are. So, you know,
opportunities have come. And so we're taking advantage of those, get our name out there more. He's even going to include some 8-Bit Geek Easter eggs in the game. So
I hope that Sean makes it in.
All right, let's get into the meat and potatoes, as I say every week, with misconnections. Every week we take real ads from the misconnection section of Craigslist. We read them in funny voices. They're completely real. We don't edit them in any way, but we definitely can't make this stuff up.
Boy sees girl. Boy is interested in girl. Boy awkwardly stares at girl from across the room. Boy never approaches girl. Girl leaves. Boy swears they are meant for one another. Boy turns to Craigslist for help finding girl. 8-Bit Geek steps in. Welcome to Misconnections.
Hey, Sean.
Oh, what's up, fellas?
What's
hey,
going on?
What's up, buddy? Long time no see.
Is there? I was just here last week. So,
yeah,
and then,
that was all six days ago.
And then I stayed in town because I had a gig this weekend.
Yeah, but I wasn't there. I was 500 miles away.
Mm. Well, whose fault is that? Not mine.
Well,
I was here. Where were you?
Over there.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Are you guys done?
Yeah, sorry. Someone said there was no sound, but then I can see the audio moving, and then other people in the chat were like, I hear them, so I don't know what's going on. Sorry, dude.
It was probably due to the intro.
Yeah, the outro to the
stuff.
Yeah. So what do you got going on this week?
This week I've got to a future mother who wants to be a mom. Male for women in Victorville.
The future mother? What?
Yeah, the future mother who wants to be a mom. Hmm.
Okay.
Future Mom Love Sounds, my new album. California, California. Oh, God. all right. Let's do the best we can with this. I'm going to read it as is. This I going to sound a bit strange, but let me explain. I am looking for a woman that wants to be a mother. I want to be a father. I am not necessarily looking for a romantic relationship. I'm looking for a woman willing to have a baby with me.
Oh, no.
And co-parent. The only ties between us will be our child. I'm 40 and do not know how much longer I have to be able to have a child. Hopefully for a bit, Sean.
Men are, like, yeah, I was going to say, Sean, you know you can go until, like, 80.
It's whatever. Your race, age, and body style does not matter. I do not care if you have other children or not. Serious inquiries only, please. I am honestly looking to be a father.
So if you're really ready to settle down with a kid, huh?
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing about kids, and Jerry, I'm sure you have some experience with this. Babies bring in the poo-tang.
I mean,
can you confirm, Jerry?
I did have a kid, and then I found a woman who wanted to be with me after that kid, so I can confirm.
There you go.
Can confirm.
See? Yeah.
Works 60% of the time, all the time.
That's right. So that's my end goal, apparently. And that's why we're going to co-parent, because I'm going to take them out, I'm going to pick up the chicks, and I'm going to drop them off at mom's, and I'm going to fuck the new bits. Because I don't know how much time I have left, apparently.
Oh, no.
Because to be a father, I don't know. This is weird, because I guess I don't understand how men's bodies work differently than women's, and it's not like, oh, God, I'm 40, my eggs are drying up. That's not
your biological clock is ticking, Sean.
Yeah, I mean, it's not really a thing you have to worry about, like... I mean, when I'm old, it might just be dust, but at least I'll still be pumping out something.
Mm.
God damn.
That's the fuck.
Well, all that right. Was something.
That's, yep.
All right. Yours truly, Sean Pennis. I don't know if I said that before, but just to make sure, I'll say it again.
There you go.
Well, how you guys doing?
Hey there, random trucker dude.
Nope. It's Philip. You can call me Big John.
What?
What?
Yeah, my name's Philip.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
My friends call me Big John.
Right. Is John like your middle? Never.
Well,
never.
Guys, I've talked to you once before. I've got some more tree jokes for you.
Oh, God damn it.
I'll just do a couple for you before I get into this. these always get me. Why do trees hate tests?
Why?
Because they get stumped by the questions.
Oh, fuck.
Okay. One more. Let me ask you something. Mm-hmm. What did the rock say when it rolled into the tree?
Do you smell what the rock is cooking?
That's a good one, but nothing. Rocks don't talk, dummy.
No, but he does. He was in a couple movies.
Who?
The Rock.
A rock?
The Rock. And then they have like that movie with Sean Connery and Nicolas Cage called The Rock. There was a lot of talking in that.
I don't watch movies. I chop trees, boy. Anyways.
What does that have to do with rocks, then?
Let's talk about Audrey. I'm a male.
Oh, we know.
The number four woman. So, my body is athletic. I'm 6'2", and I'm single.
Surprising. Okay.
You told me you're dating a guy in San Pedro, and that you could only get sex on the weekends. But this is not a weekend. Lol. Dot, dot, dot. I kept thinking, is she coming on to me? Does she want sex that isn't 40 miles away and available during the week? I started looking at your mouth.
Okay. Not a typical place to look at a woman, but sure.
Banjos are playing in the background.
Thinking about what kind of kisser you might be.
Okay.
Then I started looking at your tits.
Oh,
God,
sure.
Damn
yep.
it.
Natural progression, sure.
Lips to tits.
They were pretty concealed. But I could tell that they were pretty perfect. I wonder if you're a heavy metal, if your heavy metal guy goes down on you. I wish I was licking your pussy right now.
Oh. Jesus fucking Christ.
My ears just got really warm. Oh, we lost the trucker. Or the tree chopper. Tree chopper. What? Oh.
I'm just a few miles away if you want me to come over.
He's laughing because cum is spelled like you'd imagine.
Yeah, it's not the proper come hither.
Well, be gone out.
He's literally crying.
What in the fuck did I just walk into? There's some big dude over here fucking looking like a goddamn lumberjack crying.
Run while you can.
Where's Sean?
Hiding in the corner. Don't mind me.
All right, well, I'm gonna finish this up and hide with you because this is awkward as shit.
Deb says, please bring back the tree jokes.
Deb, don't act like you didn't like that. Oh, God.
All right. This one goes out to you, sexy panty freak, you.
Sounds about right.
Okay. I'm usually the sexy panty freak, but I guess this one, I found my match. This is a male for women, of course. Body is average. My height is 6'2 and 187 centimeters. Wow. I'm like matching up with Big John Studd over there.
No.
Yeah.
My status too is single. Wow. We have more in common than I thought.
Or would care to admit.
Do you have you have any tree jokes?
No. I don't have any of that bullshit.
Fair.
Now I'm looking for that special someone. You know who you are. You love sexy panties. You know you rock them and look hot in them. You love it even more when you can show them off to someone who appreciates them as much as you do. Hit me up. Let's talk about it and see if we can make it worth your time. That's all I got.
Is he soliciting a woman? That sounds like prostitution.
See, I just... No. I mean, I will pay if needed. I just want to see you dance around in your Sunday's best, if you know what I mean. And we ain't going to church.
I will pay.
I'm not soliciting. I will pay.
I'm just saying, I just got this PayPal account, and I'm just dying to use it. So give me your email address, and I will slip you a friendly payment for your panties.
Or a sexy pair of panties.
Can I PayPal panties? Like Panty Pal?
What a great idea.
I'm going to go trademark that idea, so I will see you guys later.
Oh, fuck.
Your favorite entrepreneur, Velvet Jones. Entrepanteer tour. I'm going to make it work. Big buggy buddy Billy bitches conversations.
What?
I'm just reading what's on the script, baby.
No, I see it there now. I didn't see it before.
All right, let's talk box office. And there's a movie we all saw, finally, since summertime. I don't think that we've all seen a movie.
Titanic.
Since Titanic. Together. No. So we all saw Thor Ragnarok. If you haven't seen it, then this is your chance to skip ahead about 1 minute. We'll let you do that now. It made $121 million at the box office. And I will tell you right now, I will be the first right here to say this movie gets into my top five Marvel films, possibly my top three of Marvel films made yet. Fantastic film, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thoroughly enjoyed it. It was way funnier than like any of the other Thor movies, which isn't really that hard when you think about it because they're very good. Sorry, someone in the chat. I can't skip 1 minute live. We'll just mute us. Duh.
We'll give you a hand signal. One of these.
Yeah, we'll do this. Check. Okay, here's for the live. If you see a thumbs up, we're good to go. If we point at you, that means that we're almost good to go. If you see a peace sign, that it may look like a number two for 2 minutes, but no. Two seconds will give you the thumbs up, and then we may point to you. If you see a wave, that means it's good to come back in approximately 5 more minutes. Wait for the thumbs up, and then you're good. So
what about this hand signal?
Oh, that means the show's over.
Yeah, that's what we wanted to do to Chris Hemsworth in the movie.
Mm. Well, I mean, every movie Chris Hemsworth is in. Come on,
especially with that new haircut.
So going back to the movie, I thoroughly enjoyed it. Again, it was it was up there like Guardians of the Galaxy level humor, like just mm-hmm. it was just constantly funny and surprisingly funny, because they made Hulk too, but they made Thor a funny character without necessarily making him a weak character.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was funny to see him do and say things, and then like it maybe not pan out exactly how he wanted it to. Yeah. Or even like there's a point where he's like, he gives this huge speech and then he puts his hand out to grab his hammer and he goes, ooh, hold on. Like, because you can hear it, but it doesn't just come rushing to his hand. He's like, oh, I didn't time this right. Hold on. Just give me a second. Like, cause you hear it like crashing through walls and shit. And then, oh man, there's a part with Strange that was fucking hilarious.
Yep. It was the same kind of situation, actually. That was the one where it was crashing through. The first. Yeah. Yeah, the first part was, it was a little delayed. This one, it was just crashing through.
Well, yeah, that was one where you're just like, ooh, like, oh, sorry about that. Like, it was just so funny. But yeah, it was funny. And then like,
you almost forget about the
Loki was fantastic in it. Loki was great.
Everyone was great. Mm-hmm. Everyone was great. And great, like, little scene leading into an Infinity War.
Yeah,
was pretty cool. Short little scene that like literally. It's hard to explain. It's just like, okay, nice. So I guess we'll deal with this in the next movie.
Yeah.
Fuck. Great cameos from people, like other actors that are just in the movie that aren't necessarily like named characters, but it's so fucking funny.
There was cameos from we won't spoil it. But then like the umbrella scene as well. I don't want to spoil that because that's a cameo, but Thor's hammer gets turned into an umbrella. It's awesome.
It was fun. It was a fun movie.
Yeah, I liked it a lot.
I would go see it again. Even my wife loves the Marvel films, but this one in particular, she was like, can we go see it again like tomorrow? And I was like, what? And so that's how much she loved it. Also, Bad Moms Christmas came out. And that made $21.6 million. I do want to see that one, but I saw the first one on DVD or streaming. I didn't see the second one. I don't know how well it's doing in, like, rating-wise.
It's got a 5.7 on IMDb.
Huh.
It's not doesn't sound too good.
Yeah. It's got a 42 Metascore.
Yikes.
Yeah. Yikes. So...
Jesus. And the turnaround on that, it's a year later. Bad Moms and then followed by this, Bad Moms Christmas.
Yeah. Ugh. Yeah. Geostorm is still in the top five.
How? Who has seen this?
It made $3
million. It made $3 million. Yikes.
Mm-hmm. Yikes. All
right. Yikes.
Let's get into some big news. The big news that broke today was that Disney wants to buy Fox, the movie studio, and the TV production company, and more. Talks have yet to resume. I guess that they stopped, but word has gotten out, so maybe that kickstarts more talk, because fans are literally losing their fucking minds over them getting X-Men and Fantastic Four back.
The thing that excites me more then fuck those two things is Star Wars, the original fucking versions of them getting re-released on high definition, like Blu-ray, like getting those touch-up features minus like George Lucas bullshit.
Maybe, but also Disney gets those in like 3 years anyways. So that's not a huge, like it'd be cool. We'll get it maybe sooner. Maybe if this happens before then, but no, X-Men, Fantastic Four, Deadpool, all returning over to Marvel Studios? Fuck yes. Especially, like, the TV shows and whatnot.
It would be fantastic. However, you know they wouldn't be able to fit them into anything in this cinematic universe. They'd have to wait until after the Infinity Wars, or wherever they close the end of whatever
guess they kind of got Spider-Man and threw him in the fucking universe real goddamn quick. They pushed movies back for Spider-Man.
Yeah, but I think the universe that they created without mutants, and all of a sudden introducing the X-Men and everything like that is going to really, like, fuck with them, since they already used the Inhumans for everything, and then everyone's kind of grounded.
Oh, no one likes fucking Inhumans. They can easily undo that.
Well, yeah, no one likes Inhumans, but what are you going to do to undo that? It's going to, like, fuck with their timelines or whatever.
How? Inhumans and the mutants are two separate total identities. Like, they have nothing to do with one another. Inhumans aren't mutants. Inhumans are not mutants.
No, I mean, but remember, like, how did they play it off? What did they do to call it off then? Because remember, like, remember when they introduced Quicksilver and Scarlet Witch?
Yeah.
They called them Inhumans, didn't they? Or they had to give them, like, special.
No, they didn't call them Inhumans. But they didn't call them mutants either. I think they just called them, like, special abilities or some shit.
They probably even called them metas. Yeah. Even though that's DC's word for it, but, like, yeah. I don't think DC owns the
meta.
I don't know what they called them, but they definitely did not call them Inhumans. Because Inhumans are like the Morlocks in a way, in that they live on the moon because Earth sucks or something. I don't fucking know. It's stupid.
Also, the one thing that, and it sucks that, you know, if this does happen, it's still not going to happen in time, but you know how Silver Surfer played such a huge part in the Infinity Wars. Now that they would have access to him, I wonder if they're already done filming, I think, so they wouldn't even have a chance to introduce him into it. But that would have been like Silver Surfer's like huge fucking debut.
They call them Enhanced.
Okay.
Just to clear it up, because I know somebody would have said something to us somewhere. Yeah. Marvel.
But either way, it's just they'd have to wait till they reboot the universe for them to even include these, I think.
What? Why?
Because the fact that they're so far into this storyline.
They're rebooting in a year. Phase four comes out. Sorry, in 2 years. Phase four hits. It's introduced with the Guardians of the Galaxy 3 and Spider-Man 2. That's when phase four hits, and that's when everything is considered rebooted.
Okay. What about weren't they breaking Infinity Wars into two movies? Infinity Wars 1 and Infinity War 2?
In the beginning,
they're not doing that.
In the beginning, there it was, but now they're only doing one film.
Okay.
Yeah, but they've already started work on Avengers, the fourth Avengers movie. Because I was like, what the fuck are you filming? Like, you just stopped.
Yeah.
So, I think it's a great time to, if they did this, I think they could definitely fit it in if they were going to mix it in with their universe. And even if they didn't do it in 2 years, they put together all these movies within 2 years. The next Spider-Man movie will be done in 2 years. The next Guardians of the Galaxy, it's a 1 year script, right? And then 1 year of filming and release. And so if you get these properties back, then boom. And I'm sure when Disney started talking to 20th Century, and if they're real serious, they probably got their Marvel team on it and going, let's start brainstorming. Let's start getting things together in case this happens. How can we bring this into the fold? These guys are way smarter than me and us, and I think that they've already probably have a way of doing it. And just like Doug said with Spider-Man, instantly he was in.
Yeah. I mean, remember how quickly that was? It was like, hey, all those emails came out like kind of like, hey, well, we're not doing the Spider-Man 3 or whatever, blah blah blah. And then it was like immediately afterwards, we have a deal with Marvel to let them use Spider-Man. Boom, he's in fucking Civil War immediately. Like, and it was just, he was in Civil War, and then the next year he has his own fucking movie. Like, they don't waste time. If they're going to introduce somebody, they're going to spit it out quickly.
Mm-hmm.
We may get thrown into the middle of a storyline for them. Like, we may get an X-Men movie in which the X-Men have been around for years and we just don't know about them, or people don't know about them yet, or they'll start throwing in shit about, like, man, did you hear about, like, that team that showed up and you're like, I'm fucking Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. or some shit. You know, like, they'll start laying that groundwork really fucking easy. And especially with, like, the Netflix series and all the stuff that, like, supposed to tie into one another and blah, blah, blah. Like, those motherfuckers will be in the universe so goddamn quick. It'll literally be, like, Spider-Man 2. Well, like, oh, hey, Professor X. You know, something stupid. So quick. Yeah. It'll be dumb.
And look at what they did with Black Panther. Like, he instantly was in a film, and now they shoot it off into his own film, and they don't even have to have a fucking origin story because we know exactly who he is now, because he had 20 minutes in a film and we're good, done. And so that's all they need to do in an Avenger movie or whatnot. I think it's real simple. They've done it before, they can do it again. So
okay.
I mean, we'll see.
Defeated. I'm just kidding.
Well, no, I'm not going to spend the whole episode arguing this. I mean, I'm just thinking, like I said, once again, I'm just, especially like, it's weird because Fox is like one of the last holdouts on it. So it's like Disney will become this huge fucking monopoly at this point.
Well, that's one of the biggest problems with it is at that point, like they don't own Paramount and that's about fucking it.
And you lose one more studio to go try to get your movie to be made. Now all of a sudden you got Disney as the big, huge company. There are definitely negatives to it. This isn't just like, oh fuck yes, like let's do it so we get all these properties back. It's like, well fuck, now that's, you know, who else is there a big movie studio to run to and say, hey, can I get my movie made? It's just one less company, which is sad. So
yeah, it's pretty crazy. I mean, it's crazy to think, like, I, at this point, what you really hope happens, like, do I need them to get Fox? Do I need them to get Avatar? Because they would get that as well. And, like, well, I guess they get Blue Sky Animation, but that, okay, cool, you're fired. Or you're going to go work for Disney Animation and or Pixar. Mm-hmm. Like, there's just some stuff where it's just like, eh.
Well, they do
what
have...
What you hope happens is that, like, they go, oh, shit, man, they really want the X-Men back, huh? And they just give them back.
They have the, what's it called? They have the Avatar ride at Disney World. So it's like, why not? Fuck it. All right, let's jump into some Star Wars news. And there's some theaters out there that are refusing to play the new Star Wars film, The Last Jedi. And it's because Disney is asking for things that they have nobody's ever asked for before. Some of these things are is that Disney would receive 65% of the revenue from ticket sales, the highest percentage a Hollywood studio has ever demanded. They're also forcing theaters to screen the film in the largest auditoriums for at least 4 weeks. And for previous Star Wars films, the studio had required 64% of ticket sales in 4 week commitments. And if you pull one screening from the schedule, or even advertising for the film before Disney gives the approval, the studio will charge a 5% penalty fee, raising it to 70% of total ticket sales. It's fucking ridiculous. So all the big theaters are like, fuck it. I don't know any around here who aren't showing this film.
Yeah.
Seriously, I could see smaller theaters that'd be like, well, okay, well, we're not going to have to show it then. But
even that, it's just like, you know the movie's going to draw people. You know that your biggest moneymaker is your concessions, and especially around here in Texas. I don't know about the rest of the country and world, but we got fucking food being served in these places. So it's more of a restaurant than a movie theater now, and that's where they make all their money is on food and drinks.
I mean, and when you look, I mean, you can see it says like studios normally get between 55 and 60% of the revenue. So okay, 5 to 10% difference there. I mean, yeah, that adds up. Disney normally asks for a 2 week commitment. They're asking for a 4 because they're talking about their biggest fucking movie, of the year. This is going to be bigger than any of the Marvel movies this year, including Spider-Man, and like. At a peak time, like it comes out December 15th, they want to carry this movie obviously into January. They want all your holiday stuff. They want it front and center through the holiday. And I think that's fucking smart. I understand that you're kind of taking a loss, but at the same time, you got to think like, this is huge. This is Star Wars Episode 8. This isn't Rogue One. This isn't Han Solo or Solo or whatever the fuck they're calling it. Like it's Episode 8.
Mm-hmm.
Like this is a big deal.
They have some new TV series is coming to Amazon, and I don't know if this would be bigger on Netflix or on Amazon. Amazon really isn't the place to go to watch your shows. At least people don't sit there and be like, oh shit, let's run to Amazon. But maybe this changes it. Lord of the Rings is planning a TV series. The estate of J.R.R. Tolkien and Warner Brothers have settled their lawsuit over a dispute. And so both are involved, it looks like, and Amazon is in talks to develop a TV show. How do you feel?
Not great.
I mean, what story could they tell at this point? They would have to do an original story.
Well, no.
Which wouldn't be hard. I mean, you could do like, you know, like how Shadows of Mordor did it.
Well, I mean, yeah, right, sure. But also, Tolkien has written so much lore and shit for fucking Middle Earth. So much stuff. I mean, they use it in The Hobbit. They use it in Shadow of Mordor and Shadow of War. And there's a ton of books. In fact, three new books have come out in like the last 10 years that it was his work that like his son helped finish. Like, there's a fuck ton of stuff. So I'm with you. I don't think it needs to be Lord of the Rings again. I don't think it needs to be The Hobbit again. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, The Hobbit wasn't great, but like we don't need it again. Do something new or do something based on his other works like the Silmarillion or some shit. Like just do something different. I don't know. That's why I'm like, we don't need it.
Yeah, I agree.
When when you already did it really good the first time.
Yeah.
Why are we doing it again? I don't know.
If they could bring something, a new spin to it, I'm all for it. Like they're thinking Game of Thrones, you know? With of course less nudity, but social media is funny, you know. Social media stars, a lot of people don't consider them to be stars. A lot of them are just personalities. Would you ever visit like a YouTuber convention and like go crazy over the YouTubers? Either one of you?
There is. I know there is. But I mean, there are conventions for that.
Oh, for yeah, sure.
VidCon.
For sure.
Done by the John and Hank Green.
Yeah.
From Vlog Brothers and also, you know, John Green, who's like a prolific writer. I haven't been. I've had a lot of friends that go and have been like guests there and stuff at VidCon.
A lot of fun.
It's not my scene. I don't know. Because I feel like with VidCon, especially like in YouTube fans, you're getting to a younger audience that like, this is creepy. It creeps me out a little bit where you have like these late 20, 30 year old like YouTubers. Like, I mean, I get that you see this at conventions too, where we are seeing, but I think it like even Dallas Comic Con or any of these conventions we got to, you're seeing a more wide
diverse
audience. Yeah. Diverse, yeah, because it's going to be most like there's going to be people there, adults and stuff. There's fans of Star Wars or, you know, the comics or the movies, right, and stuff, mm-hmm, where it's like YouTube. I don't know. It's very,
there's a lot of 14 year olds at these places.
So to answer your question, no, I wouldn't go.
Fair enough. Well, social media's biggest stars are launching a streaming service because A, we need another one, and B, because I don't have a B. I've been searching for a B for this story.
Yeah, you have.
And I can't find it anywhere. Why? we already have so many, and this I don't know. Why do we need it?
The only thing I can think of, the main reason why I think, is as of late with YouTube's restrictions and them demonetizing videos have fucked over a lot of established YouTubers, and they've voiced their opinions for a while.
Yeah. Oh, so still are.
Yeah. So, I mean, they have to tone down their content. Otherwise, they won't be able to monetize their videos.
Not even that. I mean, you have like, you know, Casey Neistat and stuff posted a video that was like, hey, we're doing charity work for the people in Las Vegas who are affected by the shooting that happened there. Like, here's where you can go donate. All the money from the AdSense from this video is going to go towards this relief fund for them. Like, here's where you can go do all this stuff. You know, let's help these people out. And YouTube, they demonetized it. And then their reasoning was, we don't allow for monetization or whatever you say that word, of videos that highlight tragedies, recent tragedies. And I think it was Philip DeFranco, another YouTuber, sent a screen grab of his YouTube page where he was watching Jimmy Kimmel's Las Vegas speech, and it's there right in the fucking there. Your video will start 30 seconds after this ad plays. So he's like, don't give us this bullshit that you won't fucking monetize videos about this stuff when you have a fucking celebrity on his fucking page, like a TV celeb, like on his talk show with fucking ads in front of it, YouTube. Like, you can't fucking say this bullshit and then do, like, one, we're not dumb. We know how to fucking look at other people's videos. Like, two, it's right there. And yep. three, like, because they're like, we're not publicizing this. We're not making light of it. We're talking. I mean, he's like, I'm talking about like this money going to charity and what this charity is due and what it's for. Like, I'm not talking about the shooting. I'm just talking about how to help these people.
Mm-hmm.
YouTube can go fuck off and suck a dick. Like, they're terrible. And this whole new thing, I'm seeing a lot more YouTubers that are moving to Patreon. There's one guy that I follow who does like a lot of like creepy videos. You know, like,
creepy pasta.
Here's some. Sort of his stuff is like more like based on like true facts. Like, he'll do like, he does this, it's weird, he does this whole series on like serial killers. They just like talking about like their whole life, like their life and like what possibly led them to them, as well as like their every, like everything we know about them so far. And so because his stuff is like, that's creepy, and he talks about pretty some dark stuff in some of his videos, they've demonetized his videos, because, you know, in the title will be like 10 creepy serial killers or 10 creepy videos from haunted houses, or, you know, stuff, shit like that, right? Just whatever. And because it'll say creepy, or because it'll say like, you know, the bloody truth about such and such or whatever, it's like those key words get flagged and his videos get taken down. So he's moved to Patreon to releasing his videos and to getting paid, because he's just like, fuck YouTube, they're not helping me anymore. Like, if you want to watch my videos, like, it's a dollar a month to come watch my videos. Like, and I he still updates like four times a week on his Patreon page instead of doing it on YouTube, because and like Brutal Moose has had issues with ads and stuff too, and all he does is fucking review video games. It's stupid.
Yep,
there's no fucking rhyme or reason.
No.
Rex brings up a good point. He was like, well, Jimmy Kimmel has his own ad team that runs ads on YouTube. And that's true.
But you know what? No, not on YouTube. YouTube, you go through YouTube's AdSense. You
right.
Do not,
but they
you
said
do not get your own people.
YouTube has set up the big companies on YouTube. They can run personal ads on YouTube. Like, they can hire their own, whatever they want to put on their channel for ads. YouTube allows it for those big companies. But that's the other big problem, is that Casey Neistat came back and was like, well, why can't we? Why can't we do that? Like, where's that option for the little streamer? Like, if I want to run my own ads on my channel, why can't
Casey
I do
Neistat,
that?
Little streamer. Like $2.7 million a year from fucking YouTube. Little streamer.
Little streamer. You know, you know, the content, you know, well, he's a perfect example, because he could pull in his own ad people, you know, like.
Well, yeah, him and, like, we had to say this, fucking PewDiePie, right? That dude made $7 million, like, last year on YouTube. So, like, yeah, where are their options? Where, I mean, and fuck that. Like, yeah, why can't I have that option, even if I don't make that much money? Like, why can't I have an option to, I mean, yeah, it'd be more expensive out of pocket for me to do this, but, like, why can't I? What if I come from, like, a rich family? Yeah, maybe I only have, like, 10,000 subscribers, 5,000 subscribers or whatever, but like, oh man, I have money, and yeah, I'm gonna put it towards ads. Why don't I get that option? I have the money to do it. Why does it matter because I have, if I have 20 million subscribers or if I have 5,000? Forget YouTube can go suck a dick. It's gotten terrible.
Bad.
And the way they treat their people, because it used to be so good and so well how they were like treating them and like, look at all those ways that you can make money and do all this stuff. It's like, now I feel like Twitch is doing it right, where like the way that Twitch has like worked its stuff out with its all affiliates and blah 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 and all these different ways you can make like money streaming, even if you only have 30 followers or whatever. It's stupid.
Yeah.
But YouTube is just
YouTube is finally getting, they've got enough pressure from these bigger companies to where they finally have to crack down on basically what was the old west of YouTube. How a lot of people got famous over it was because there was no real solid rules in place on this stuff. But then once YouTube started becoming more entertaining than network television companies are like, hey, you better, you know, their fucking lawyers are getting in on it. And they're like, you better calm this shit down.
Well, and that's, I mean, more or less, a lot of it comes from YouTube. And like, it's because what they're worried about is that, I mean, YouTube is worried that these ad companies and stuff are going to pull their ads from YouTube because of the content that it's in front of. It's not the advertisers themselves.
I think it was
very rarely do they advertise. There's only been a couple, like, I'm sure there's probably more than we know publicly, but there's very few videos that the adverts themselves ever actually pull their ads from.
I think it was
it's always YouTube and the AdSense team.
Wasn't it Pepsi that started this whole thing? Like Pepsi, like one company threatened to pull their ads off of YouTube because it was on someone's channel that they didn't agree with. And then that's what started this whole thing. I forgot the company. Maybe somebody else does. But it was one advertiser that started this avalanche.
Yeah.
Essentially.
Either way. I mean, it's YouTube being proactive for no goddamn reason.
Yeah. Over proactive.
Over proactive. Yeah.
Just too much. Yeah. And again, that's the problem. I'm going to have another friend who's a YouTuber. And she does cross-stitch videos. And she had a video pulled because I think she mentioned something about a uterus. I shit you fucking not. And that's how she pays her bills. And she was like, what is wrong? Why can't I say the word uterus? It's part of my fucking body. Yeah. Like I didn't describe something gross or terrifying or whatever. It's fucking stupid.
But that's, yeah. I mean, like, and all new accounts are, you can't monetize until now. I mean, like at one point they let everyone monetize videos. You have to get to a certain point now with YouTube. Cause I created a new account for my old band just to upload music. And right off the bat, no monetization. 8-Bit Geek, we can't monetize our videos. All the podcasts that we upload to YouTube afterwards is non-monetized.
Are you telling me I can't collect 3 cents a year?
Yeah.
You motherfuckers.
Sorry, you won't be able to buy that pool after all.
Uh-oh. What happened in the chat?
He said uterus.
So you banned him.
I touched him out.
Unban. For those listening at home.
I'm going to. It was too good.
That was the best.
For those listening at home, the King Rex said the word uterus to where Doug banned him in chat for that. For 600 seconds, which is equivalent to 10 minutes.
He's back. He's fine. He's no longer timed out.
All right, let's talk some gaming. Let's get away from that stuff. First and foremost, I had a code sent over for a game called Spin Tires Mud Runner. Boy, oh boy!
Spin
Tires Mud Runner.
Yes, let me tell you.
This is real life.
This is real life. This game exists. I will be completely honest. If you like sim games, if you like to drive trucks, and you like you want an authentic mud experience with trucks, this is your game.
So if you want to go mudding, but you don't want to wash your actual car,
no, you can't go mudding in a truck and go a million miles an hour. This is for work trucks. Like, if you want to drive oil, gasoline, or logs through the mud, this is
drive
your game.
Drive a log?
Yeah, you drive, you tree chop. Big John came through, chopped some trees down. He needs them taken from point A to point B. And
okay,
guess
so
what?
A truck carrying logs.
Yes. Guess what?
Okay, this is your the way it made it seem
motherfucker,
like it was like
I'm not telling you can't drive a log, okay? Well, maybe it's an unlock.
Yeah. I played Big Rigs. I know it's up.
So it's essentially Big Rigs in mud. So, okay. I mean, listen, it's good, okay? It's good for that. It's got great mechanics for the mud. There's actual mud simulation.
The mud physical, or what do they call it?
The physics. The mud physics are spectacular. Okay. It's just not a game for me, so I can't rate it really high for me. But the game's not made for me. The game's made
but
for people.
Does the game get its message across?
Yes, it does, but the camera sucks. Big time. I hope that they fix that before launch. I played a pre-launch version, I guess. But the camera was really bad.
Are you able to talk about it? Did you have to sign an NDA?
Yeah. Everything's okay. It's launched already, so we're good. I couldn't talk about it before this episode because I was under NDA.
Oh. Okay.
So. Go buy it if you want to. Go check it out. It's, like I said, not a game for me, but it definitely is made for a niche person. Yeah. Hey, everybody except for Kev got a Nintendo Mini, right? A Super NES Mini?
Super Nintendo.
Super Nintendo Mini?
Yeah, the SNES.
SNES. I know Doug talked about it last week. Or no, you didn't talk about it last week, did you?
Yeah.
Did I?
No, you guys, didn't talk about it, but you were posting pictures, at least in our chat.
Trying to think of what day I got it.
I thought you guys got it on the same day.
No, I got mine Saturday.
Saturday. I got mine sometime last week.
By the way, yeah, they're SNES Classics, please.
Sorry.
Minis.
Sorry. SNES Classics.
There you go.
I called it a mini because
great. Now we're not going to get this video monetized because Nintendo's going to.
I got it last Saturday. Sure. I don't remember.
Doug, what do you think of yours?
I like it. It's fun. There's a couple of small issues with it, but I get why they do the things they do, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Like the fact that you can't like quit back to the main menu of games without having to get up or like, you know, reset it manually. You can't do it with a controller unless you're using one of the Wii controllers, one of the Wii like SNES looking controllers.
Mm-hmm.
You can do it that way, but you can't do it from the one that comes with it, which is whatever. It's great. It's fun playing some of these old games. It's been fun and cute to play these games with, Ollie. We give him a controller and he thinks that he's playing along. He loves Donkey Kong.
Nice.
And he loves Mario Kart, and he thinks everything else can go fuck on off.
Hey, what happened when you were trying to play a different game other than Donkey Kong?
Oh my god. Okay, so the other night I was playing. He wanted to watch Yoshi because he calls it dinosaurs. So I was playing Yoshi Island, and I'm playing, and he gets up and he just resets it. Because Katie, being the great mom that she has taught him how to reset it, so she doesn't have to get up.
Oh,
so
boy.
He just got up and just went click. And I was just like, threw the controller to Kay. I was like, and I'm done. I'm going to my office. Like,
a good stream.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I didn't know he did that one. You were telling us about the monkey.
Oh, yeah. Oh, now, if you're not playing with your monkey, dinosaur, and cars is how they call them. If you're not playing monkey, he will just in my ear for 10 minutes. Monkey! Monkey! Where's the monkey? Play the monkey. Where's the monkey? Just fucking shut up, you asshole.
Oh, man. I share the same feelings as Doug. I got mine. I hooked it up last night, and I started playing through with it. The only difference is after 10 minutes, I said, man, this is cool, but now I want more games. And so I hacked it. With the help of a program that was already created called Hackchi. And so it took me about 5 seconds to run this program and add about 50 more games. So
thanks.
That's sick.
Yeah.
There's enough storage inside of it for these 50 plus games.
So there is,
these games are like 2-3 megabytes.
Yeah. And some of them aren't even a megabyte. The system only uses 30 megabytes of 300 megabytes available. And so I loaded up 50 more games and it's still at like 10 megabytes.
Jesus.
So I think you can add up to 200 plus games.
I guess I was like, how did you do it? But I guess there's a fucking USB. There's three USB slots on the, or no, that's not,
there's
that.
A, like, well, the charger is a USB.
Ah.
And so instead of plugging it into this, this right here, the little adapter, you just plug it into your computer and it create and you download a driver. It automatically downloads the driver and then you let it run. It connects to it. And all you do is point to your zip files of the games and away you go. So I've got Turtles Back in Time. I've got Donkey Kong 2 and 3. I've got the, with the help of Kevin, he sent me over All-Stars.
I ain't sent shit.
Oh yeah, you're right. I got
you
Super Mario.
You went to the store and purchased these.
Uh-huh. That's right.
He sold his soul to the devil and went back in time.
I'm literally on a wheel.
Wait, did you die?
Hello, boys.
Well, it is Nintendo.
I've got Killer Instinct on there, Mortal Kombat, NBA Jam. So I put a whole bunch of games. So
nice.
Yeah.
Well, know what I'm doing tonight. Nope, tomorrow.
So, yeah, it was fun. It's good stuff. You know, I'm glad that I did it too, because I think it has a way better UI than the stupid little Raspberry Pi that Kevin has.
Stupid piece of shit.
You mean that system that plays Nintendo, Super Nintendo, Sega Genesis, Sega CD, N64?
Yes. I am talking about that same system that has 14 different menus, 300 different ROM programs that have to be run, four different combo mapping buttons.
Not every goddamn game. Just you do your initial mapping.
Goddamn game, Kevin.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Hey, you know what? I don't know about that system too, though, from Ed, or at least the one that you made for Ed, is that you still have to unplug it to fucking reset the goddamn thing because it's a garbage system.
Well, you can get like a plug.
Here we go. Well, here, listen, this thing only costs $80, and if you
upgrade it, guess what? I've got a system with maybe 100 games on it, but 50 of them I had to add myself.
Hey, guess what? Why are we talking like this, by the way? I don't know, but guess what? I'll never play the 5,000 games that I put on my Raspberry Pi.
Bet.
Word.
Okay, so now you owe him money, Kev. Don't bet on shit like that.
All right, let's get into some news. Blizzard had their, I don't know, something called BlizzCon. Oh,
BlazeCon.
I'm just kidding. BlazeCon sounds way more fun.
BlizzCon came out and they announced some cool stuff. One of them is that World of Warcraft is getting something called WoW Classic with no release date.
Known to the kids as WoW Vanilla.
Yeah, so it's gonna be pretty cool. You can go back and play the game as it was when it released in 2004. And
now here's my question: Is it getting the graphical upgrade with all the new stuff? So it's gonna look like as shitty as it did in 2004.
It probably won't, because it didn't. Okay, it had a graphical update with Burning Crusade, that was the big overhaul, and every release since then has had a lot of like tweaks and stuff like that to the graphics to make them look better. But no, they're not running this on a new engine. It's going to be the same old, like it's going to be the everything from 2004. So
boo, not worth it.
Apparently, according to a lot of our people in our Discord, the CG like scene that they showed for it was pretty amazing.
Well, of course, they've always been great.
Yeah. Also, just speaking of BlizzCon, Ants just subscribed 5 months in a row. Hey, Ants.
Yay! Hope you're not still in Jersey, but you probably still are. Sorry.
Yeah. And then Candy, some dude named Candy420, nice, blaze it up, said, no updated graphics. That's what I said. But also, who the fuck is Kenny? I need like a drop that like starts playing music and stuff.
It's weird because every time Kenny puts out a message, I hear Jer typing.
Right? Yeah. Oh my god. Have you guys, okay, real quick, side thing. Have you guys ever watched on Netflix Hello? You guys watched it yet? It's Nick Kroll and John Mulaney. It's their Broadway show. And it's these, they play two old men who just like bitch about stuff. It's pretty much just a giant stand up act. It's so fucking funny. But one of the things they would do every night, they have a section called Too Much Tuna, #TooMuchTuna. And they would have like all these famous people that would be in the audience, and they'd call them up on stage and they would just do like a little interviewing segment with whoever they're talking to. So on the Netflix special, it's Steve Martin. But you can go to their YouTube page, and it's like Chris Pratt and Paul Rudd. And Finn Wolfhard from Stranger Things, or whatever. It's like all these fucking people that went to the show. But anyway, there's a part where if they bring down this giant fucking tuna sandwich that their guest is supposed to eat, but that always ends with them saying like, "Okay, you gonna eat that sandwich?" And the guest like normally typically says, "It's too much tuna," and then a little jingle plays. It's like too much tuna, and they get up and dance. And that's what made me think of when I said, "Who the fuck is Kenny?" I wish I had a drop like that, or I could just get up and just be like. For the podcast listeners, I was dancing in my seat.
Look, I want to fund that. I will give you $2 to find a tune, a jingle.
You know what? I will also fund that. I'll raise his $2 with another $2.
You're not raising, you're matching.
Okay, I'll raise it with $3, so that way you get a full $5.
Cool.
Find that tune.
Okay. Also,
it'll be over. Paid over time.
I'll find that as soon as you guys watch it on Netflix. It's so fucking funny.
I saw the behind the scenes of that, so I knew exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's so funny. I love John Mulaney. He's so fucking funny.
Hey Rex, how the fuck are you going to fund that as well? When you told me you don't have enough money, and I just offered you money to go see that Thor movie, you piece of shit.
That Thor movie.
Let's get back to Blizzard. They didn't announce any graphical updates. I probably don't think they will. I honestly think that WoW could go on for another 10, 15 years if they remade the game on a new engine. I think it could be done if they put the money into it. They've got enough users. I think it would get enough people back as well. They have a new expansion. The game, if they use the Overwatch engine on WoW, that shit would last for another good 10 to 15 years. It'd be awesome.
Mm.
What the fuck do you mean?
But the thing is, the thing that made WoW so popular, or that was able to get into so many hands, was that the graphics were so low res in a way that where anyone can pick it up and play it on their shitty PCs. Raising the graphics and stuff like that may not allow more people to do it.
What the fuck are you talking about? Their games still are pretty fucking shitty looking. Just make your new shit up to what your current... Yeah, but make your fucking new your shit up to what your current standards are, and everyone can still fucking play the game because the graphics still aren't that great.
Overwatch, the graphics are fucking great.
We're not talking about Overwatch, you shit asshole.
Yes,
we're talking
about
WoW.
That's what Jer said. Jer said that they need to fucking put the Overwatch touch to World of Warcraft.
I said
kiss my fucking ginger ass.
Okay,
y'all.
Well, here's something for your ginger ass. This is.
Assas?
Overwatch can still run on shitty PCs because it's not that graphically intense.
Yeah, see?
And where are you getting this?
Look it up, Kev! Kev!
It runs on your computer, doesn't it, Kev?
Where's BRB, I'm going to go check it.
Checker box all over again.
My computer's stronger than yours, Doug.
Don't think that it is. I haven't had any issues streaming, but it seems like you can't stop having issues.
Maybe I make the issues up myself.
I think that you do, because you're always like, oh, man, look at this awesome internet I have, but for some reason, I can't fucking play a game.
The internet is irrelevant to my games, like crashing my systems, mainly Wolfenstein.
Hold on, guys. Nocturnal says, why has Doug shat on every little thing Kevin has said today? I will answer that for you.
Are you new to the show?
It started.
Are you new?
It started earlier today in chat. They've just been going back and forth.
No, it's been more of like Doug's just been giving it, and I've just been like, I give up.
Aww.
There's no arguing with Doug.
Just like a prison?
Oh, God.
Yeah. Doug keeps...
Don't drop the soap on Doug is what you're saying.
No, Doug keeps giving, and you just give up and take it.
Wow. I don't know. I've never been to prison, so.
It did start earlier today, though.
Yes.
You did ask. We were talking about, hey, we're going to, for those that are listening, they get the pre-show, you're going to hear this. We're going to go to a convention. I think we're going to go to a convention, and Kev's like, what the fuck are y'all talking about? We haven't talked about any conventions. I've just been Kevin.
Like that, check the Patreon. It all started when I said, hey, good morning, everybody. And then it was all downhill from there.
Hey, I said good morning, everybody.
Here we go.
Deb says Kevin is just a bottom bitch.
I'm a bottom bitch. Yep, that sounds about right.
So, following up with the Blizzard news, StarCraft 2 is going free to play.
Cool. Next.
But it's just going to be the multiplayer aspect, though, right?
Wings of Liberty,
I'd play the campaign.
Free, it's free. Commanders, I don't know, free to level 5, ranked unlocked, I don't know. Some shit. GameStop is launching an unlimited rental plan. So Blockbuster, we didn't talk about this last week.
I feel like we talked about it last week, but maybe it just, I don't know if it happened.
I think we talked about it in chat.
Yeah.
It's 6 months for $60. Here's the deal. It sounds like a win to me. If you ain't got a lot of money, for $60 for 6 months, you can walk in there whenever you want. You can pick out a used game. You just show them your ID, I guess. Dick. I don't know what the fuck it is that they show them. Just scan something, I guess. You walk home.
Like Kev's answer, your dick.
How much I get for this?
50 cents.
They're like, here's a Kinect game. So you walk in. You're
grabbing from Kev.
I'm looking to see the previous episode to see if we mentioned it. We didn't.
And then you play it. You bring it back. You just keep on doing that. It's like a fucking blockbuster, man. It's awesome. And then after 6 months, if you don't re-up, you can keep the last game that you rented.
The chat king says, "Oh, there's still stores you can buy games."
Yeah.
This works.
Like I said,
to,
it's game crazy 2.0.
It works to GameStop's advantage because they have a slew of used games that they probably want to get rid of. This is a good way to do it. And I mean, maybe it boosts sales because you're like, fuck, I really love this game. I got to buy it. And they still make $60 a person. And those games are still just sitting on the shelf if nobody buys them.
Yeah, that's true.
You know,
but then like if I take a game and I'm like, cool, I'm gonna rent this, but then I never bring it back, what happens then? I guess I have to keep a card on file, huh?
No, here's the kicker. If you never bring it back, after the 6 months, you get to keep the last game that you took out.
Yeah. I mean, you already paid $60, yeah. So you've already paid well more what that game's worth.
Yeah.
Although I would be like, what's the newest fucking title I could take out of here?
But I mean, that works, right? Like, because if somebody on day one always returns games. And so you can always play the latest games.
As someone who worked for that company, it's not because they didn't like the game. It's because it's possibly stolen from a red box.
Yeah.
And so, by possibly, I mean definitely, because you see the fucking residue along the discs. And sometimes they even bring them in the red box cases because thieves are dumb as fuck.
Yeah. MH1022 asks, how many games every month? It's unlimited. So you can go in there. You can only have one game out at a time. But you can go in, choose a game, check it out, go home, play it, come back, and just do that.
Check it back in. Yeah,
yeah. It brings you back in.
Take it home, you rip it, you put it on your Raspberry Pi, and then you...
You get it, but you got to have a special button for that, though. There's this... Yeah. You got a button to reset the game.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You gotta get that fucking special $20 button.
It's called a power button.
Button?
This is going to be good for Kev because I know he platinums the shit out of everything.
Oh, this is dope as fuck, and I wish more people would do this.
Yes.
Sony has a new system, or not a new system. It's okay. There's Sony Rewards now. It will let you buy games with PlayStation trophies. So each 25 gold trophies gets you 250 points. 10 platinum trophies get you 1,000 points. 10 silver trophies get you 100 points.
No, 100 silver gets you 100.
Sorry, 100 silver. Nothing for them bronze,
yeah. Bitches.
So 1,000 points gets you a $10 PSN credit. How many of those trophies you got, Kev?
Yeah.
Platinums, I only have like 7 or 8 platinums.
What?
I've got a bunch of gold and silver, though. I've had my account since the PS3 days, so...
Now here's my question: do you have to have 100 silver trophies to get the 100 points, or is it based like, because that's 10, you know, that's essentially 10 points per one, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, That's one to one.
Yeah, 25 gets it. Okay, so the 25 is 10, and so is the. That's 100 for those. So that's kind of the scale: 1, 10, 100.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. See, that's in Bookicus. Brings up a good question. After you spend your trophies, do you have to re-earn them? I don't think you would be able to, because otherwise people would probably take advantage of that. They'd find a game that you could cheaply platinum and then just keep platinuming it over and over again, like any Telltale games.
Yeah, exactly. You'd probably you get the trophies and then they probably go to your like account, into your account, and become these points at that point, which I feel like Xbox used to do something similar with their gamer. It was the whole, like, the point of the gamer's score and stuff is that you were able to. They did. In fact, I remember because they got rid of it about the time the Xbox One came out. Or maybe it wasn't even the 360, it was for the One. You used to be able to use those points for stuff, for, like, certain rewards and whatnot. And because I remember I was like, oh, shit, cool, I can actually do something with these points. And then, like, the next month they're like, hey, we're getting rid of this. It's like, yeah. Fucking asshole.
They were like, it's too popular.
Well, it was about the time that they changed from remember how it used to be like, oh, you buy this game for 100 Microsoft points or whatever instead of dollars. Remember when they used to do that stupid their own currency and you had to get like gift cards and shit? Mm-hmm. It was while they were doing that. So about the time that they switched over to actually taking real cash dollar money amounts, that's about the time they killed that thing. And I was just like, that sucks because like. What else am I supposed to do with these 16,000 fucking points I've got sitting here?
Yeah, like, it's just bragging rights. That's all it is.
I guess, sure.
I would suspect that you probably still keep your platinum, like it says that you've platinumed in the game, but you actually just turn in those trophies. And
that's what I'm saying. Still, I think it just turns into points in your account at that point.
And but it still says that you've platinumed it. You just can't use them. But so here's something that's fucked up. Xbox is looking to open and acquire game studios just after they closed every single one that they purchased. Isn't this fun?
But what other studios can we close down?
Yeah. Hey guys, you want to get bought by us so we can close? You can make new games.
hey, you want to be out of a job in 6 weeks?
Fuck. It's ridiculous. I don't get it. Phil Spencer is like, we want at least 20 new games that are exclusive to Xbox.
Well, they need it because they have no exclusives compared to what PS4 is bringing.
No, have you seen the reviews for this Xbox One X? Everything is like, yeah, powerful system, but to what end? Like, what's going to use it? Because no games are coming.
That's what I'm saying. Like, there's no exclusives. I mean, they already put out their Gears of War and their Halo for the last couple of years. I mean, what else is there that's really exclusive to Xbox? Yeah. Crackdown keeps getting pushed back. I mean, they need to create either new IPs or
PlayerUnknown Battlegrounds. I'm just kidding. That's a PC game. But all their games are going to go to PC games. PlayerUnknown Battlegrounds, Kev.
On December 12th.
Yeah. Yeah, play that in 4K and suck it.
Well, no, it doesn't.
4K
it doesn't.
On your PC.
It doesn't launch it with 4K, Doug.
Shut up. Okay, I'm sorry. Fucking asshole. Okay. Don't fucking do this to me in front of Kevin.
I'm sorry.
I swear to fucking Christ.
I hate you guys so much.
And yet you keep coming back every Monday.
I know.
He loves us.
I can't say it's for the paychecks or anything. I don't...
The next thing was about PUBG. All right. Nope. Scrolling past.
Not yet. Don't scroll. Get out of here.
It literally is PUBG will make it to Xbox One on December 12th. We just said that. Scrolling past.
But we have you skipped over a story.
Yeah.
Did I?
Yeah, another studio is closed.
Oh, let's go to that one.
Torchlight is being the Torchlight studio is closed by Perfect World. There will be some news coming out. I guess Torchlight is still going to continue. But, yeah, it's sad that Perfect World has closed that one, and they've closed the studio behind the MOBA Gigantic, which did not go anywhere, unfortunately.
What? Yeah, exactly.
You didn't even know what it was. You're like, what? But it looks like we're going to get some Torchlight news soon. I am a huge fan of the Torchlight series. I don't know if you guys have ever played it, but it's essentially, it's a Diablo clone by the studio who originally made Diablo. And it's a more cartoonic, it's really fun. I play it with my son, and so we co-op it. It's a great time. So I can't wait for, I hope that they do announce a Torchlight 3. It's a fantastic game if nobody's ever played it. And there's a whole bunch of mods for it too, like graphical updates, because it did come out in 2012. But there's a lot of different cool little effects that you can add to it, so. As we said, PUBG is going to make its way onto Xbox One December 12th. I am very fearful for this game. I don't know. Like, just released today, the numbers for Fortnite came out. 20 million users. And that is Xbox One's most played game is Fortnite. And it's it has its microtransaction community now. The updates that it has player progression. It's beaten PUBG to all this stuff, and already, and it's and so that's the scary part. I'm sure it's going to have a great launch. I'm sure it's going to be wonderful. I just think it needed to launch tomorrow when the Xbox One X came out.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's it's tough because I mean you're going against you know, Epic Games, which is not necessarily the biggest studio or whatever to be releasing a game, but like PUBG is just kind of, you know, it was a, this is from the mod community, so mm-hmm. even though they made a fuck ton of money and they're obviously like expanding and building and stuff, that shit takes time. So I can see it's harder to have this stuff and like it get implemented into games as quickly when you're running on a staff that's easily just a third of the size as Epic's, most likely. I'm guessing
you've got a bigger studio, you've got more resources at your command, and they're not built on another engine. Like this PUBG is built on as much shit as I've been giving them lately, because I've been really angry that like all these updates aren't coming out and we don't have a new map yet. I'm ready to play a new map. I'm ready to have vaulting. Like I just want all this shit to get into the game.
Right.
But it is built on Arma's engine, you know, and so it's tough to do what you want to do.
I don't think it is anymore.
It's not. You don't think so?
Not on the engine. I think it's on Unreal now.
Oh yeah, that's right. But isn't Arma on Unreal too?
I don't think so. Not Arma 2.
Well,
not,
Arma had its proprietary engine.
Was it?
Yeah. No.
Okay, my bad. Then I'm wrong. I am completely. It is on Unreal. I forgot because we fucking talked about that the other about five episodes ago when we talked about. Mm-hmm. Fortnite coming out and them being pissed off because it was running on the same engine. Yeah. My bad. So yeah, it's interesting to see where this goes. I hope that PUBG, I wish them success. For $30, it's easy. It's an easy buy for a lot of people, especially on Xbox. I'm sure that it's going to sell really well, but with
especially
Fortnite,
since there's so much hype from it coming from the PC.
Well, that's, you know, that's the thing. Like I expected Microsoft to be, like advertising the shit out of this game and using it as a tentpole to sell Xbox Ones.
Yeah.
And they just haven't.
Microsoft.
Yeah. So, they are also cracking down on PUBG on cheaters. Finally. This is what bothers me the most, but Ed does not believe that people cheat in first person shooters. He does not think that there are aimbots or anything like that. Anytime you mention it, he just laughs and he's like, yeah, whatever. And because
I take it he hasn't played Call of Duty on PC.
aimbots
also are... the fucking, like the people that do the sprint kills in fucking PUBG. I don't know if you guys have seen that shit. Those motherfuckers will come out of goddamn nowhere. Literally, you'll be like running down the street and all of a sudden just a fucking flash goes past you and you're like, oh shit, I don't realize I was playing fucking like PUBG Gotham, and all of a sudden like some dude shows up in your fucking face and just shoots you in the goddamn with a shotgun.
Oh,
shit's
man.
Ridiculous.
On a side note, I martyred him somebody yesterday. Basically with that, like I had a grenade cooked and I ran into a house and the guy shot me and he came to look at my body and I blew up and killed him with me. It was great. The downside is I couldn't save it because like when I died, it went immediately above. So it was just showing roof. Yeah. But then it just said like one kill.
No.
So the game is starting, like there's a cesspool of cheating in the game. Aimbots are real. They are a big deal right now in PUBG. So they're trying to crack down on it. And I think that they have a program that's going to be coming out to stop cheaters, I guess. So we'll see. Hopefully. Other than that, that's the show, boys.
Yeah, we want to make mention, thankfully somebody in chat mentioned this as well, but if you guys are fans of the first Watch Dogs, Ubisoft is giving it away to PC players right now for free. You just got to download Uplay, which is hilarious. But thanks, Mato Kadic LP, for the tip. Yeah. So,
and I will say, all three of us, I think, absolutely loved that game, the second one.
Watch Dogs 2.
Watch Dogs 2.
I loved Watch Dogs 2. They're giving away Watch Dogs 1. Watch Dogs 2. No, they're giving away Watch Dogs 1.
Get out of here. Watch.
Let's all open up Uplay.
Yep. Watch Dogs 2.
Now updating. Fuck.
Yeah.
Oh, Mato.
It is the...
Okay.
Yuck. Who wants?
Wait, I did say Mato, did I? Or would it say Mato? What? Tomato. Tomato. No, it tomato. Says
Watch Dogs 2, free to play.
Wow.
On their on Ubisoft's website.
Hmm. There you go. There you go.
What the fuck? I mean, that's awesome. I would highly recommend Watch Dogs 2 then, because Watch Dogs 2 was amazing. I think Watch Dogs 2 is only a trial, though, for free.
Is it? Play for free, try the game, Adrian calls a blast to play. Play co-op or on your own. You have access
Watch
to all...
Watch Dogs 2 free to play.
You have access to all game modes, and if you decide to purchase the game, your progress and experience will carry over.
Yeah, see? Watch Dogs 1 is Watch Dogs free. Okay, it's got it on the banner up top.
Well, fuck that. Get Watch Dogs 2, play the demo, and then buy it.
But get Watch Dogs 1 for free because it's free. And you can keep it forever. You just got to deal with Uplay. But it's
you
definitely worth it.
You can keep it forever.
Yeah, forever, until your license expires. Until the internet goes away.
Yep, until we ruin the internet like we ruin everything else.
I like the first Watch Dogs, but Watch Dogs 2 is the superior one, in my opinion.
Yeah, and so, that's all you have to play. You don't even have to play the first one. The first one didn't exist.
No.
Well, exactly. I mean, technically it does exist. That's why it's free.
Technically.
Yeah. Free.
You just see Kev log off. He's like, Cam goes away. All right, that's the show, everybody. I hope that you enjoyed it. It was a long one this week, and you're going to get a lot of content. My name's Jeremy.
If you're in the chat real quick, we're going to do a Q&A after the show like we always do. For some reason, my chat commands aren't working, so I can't just say that in the chat room. Oh, okay. So stick around for those that are...
Stick around!
Those watching live. I'm Doug.
This is where you say I'm Kevin.
Oh, this is where you say you're
I didn't hear Jer say I'm Jer.
Yeah, he said it first, and then I went, hey, real quick, before I say my name.
Oh, we'll see. Okay, well, then there you go.
Jer, start us over.
Okay, hold on. Let's take two. Hey, everybody, thanks for tuning in. This was a fantastic show. Had a lot of fun. Don't take...
I'm Kevin!
I'm just gonna play the music.